FM CHD3 Detroit, KMPS HD3 Seattle, WBMX HD3 Boston,
and on AOL Radio
and Yahoo Launchcast.
CBS Radio's The New Sky.
Intuitive Song with host Lori Houston, a professional and intuitive counselor who offers authentic guidance and tools to assist you to become more conscious and connect with your divine soul, to empower you to move from your heads to your heart. Join Lori Houston with co-host Nancy Aruda, in-house astrologer, every first and third Wednesday of the month. Plus, Jennifer Kautz, our dream analysis, also joins the team. Plus, Lori can be heard on Sky Radio every Monday with Jean Adrienne on Voices of Soul, Wednesday and Friday from 1 to 2 p.m. Eastern each day. If you have any questions on your relationships, limiting beliefs, energy that's blocking you, and or awakening your true power as you journey from your head to your heart, call Lori Houston now.
248-545-SOUL.
CBS Radio's The Sky.
Believe.
Good afternoon. This is Intuitive Soul. I love it. Every time Nancy's name's spoken on the intro and she's with us online, she makes a comment or she laughs or she smiles. It's so cute. So this is the third Monday of the month already. Oh, my goodness. I can't. Or it's Wednesday. It's not Monday. It's the third Wednesday. And so Nancy is with us. Nancy's from UniversalSky.com. And I guess we're going to talk about what's up in the universal sky. We are definitely taking callers. I know that there were a lot of people wanting calls on our last show, but we were really just talking about what's going to be happening for 2013. So today we are definitely taking callers. So give us a call now, 248-545-SOUL. That's 248-545-7685. Or send an instant feedback. But because Nancy's here with us, in your instant feedback, one, be really clear about what it is you want. If you want a New Year's reading, that's fine, but be clear in what area you would like the reading in. And also, because Nancy's here, add in your date of birth. Nancy connects in with the energy of your date of birth and is able to assist you that way by looking at or feeling the energy of your date of birth. So add in your date of birth. Okay, so I know that there's, you know, some direct hits happening today, and I know there's just some interesting energy, and I think most of us are feeling exhausted still.
<Yes. laughs>
Although things lightened up a wee bit, I swear, like, every minute I have something that I have to do.
Yeah, it's been crazy.
Yeah.
It's been crazy busy. Mercury's doing a lot of activity as well, so it's having a lot of interactions with other planets. That was especially prominent on Monday, although the list I'm looking for, I can't find it in this moment, so we'll just let that go. And Venus is doing quite a bit today and tomorrow.
Right.
So today, Venus is conjunct Pluto, which is activating a lot of intensity for individuals, both within their relationships and within their personal values and beliefs. So that could be finances as well. So yeah, there's a little bit of craziness going on there. And it just means that we need to transform and tap into or identify with our own personal truth in what it is that we value and believe in, and our own personal truth in terms of how we relate to others.
Right.
And, you know, just be in that truth. Be authentic to yourself. Don't project your issues out on your relationships, because then they're just going to project their issues back on you. So it creates this, you know, circular dynamic where you're just running around and nothing gets resolved.
Right.
But if one can embrace their own truth and stand within their truth, communicate their truth from a place of integrity and authenticity and empowerment, but not through this uncontrolled projection of what may be brewing above that truth, which may be anger or frustration, then you're in a better space.
And tomorrow?
Tomorrow, Venus is sextile Saturn, which does give us the ability to find some of that focus that we may have not been tapped into lately because of the distraction with Venus conjunct Pluto. But it's really about focusing on building, okay? But in the same token, if there's any authority issues or people of authority that you need to interact with, tomorrow supports that.
So wasn't there some stuff, and maybe that was the Mercury, wasn't there something with Neptune earlier this week which was making everything kind of dreamier or something?
Well, Mercury was sextile Neptune in the beginning of January. And then we had Venus sextile Neptune on January 10th. Hmm. Now, that can be a dreamy energy. That feel good, I want to tap into just the love, joy, happy place. Right? But it doesn't, it's, and if you're there, that's great. And you can get a lot done while you are there. The only thing is it doesn't last. Right? So that's the book I'm looking for. For the stuff yesterday. 2 days ago, actually. Yeah, so on Monday, there was some aspects with both Mercury and Venus, and they were minor aspects, but they still create that type of unconscious frustration or agitation that kind of lie beneath the surface and you really don't know what it is. So on Monday there was quite a bit of that.
Right. Yeah. I mean, it certainly has seemed a little, I'm not sure what the word is, but it's definitely been, you know, I'm not even sure intense is the word. It's been very draining.
Yes. Yeah. And it brings us back to that place of choice where we have, you know, in 2013, we're here to either choose love or choose fear. And in order for us to choose the love, we must move through the fear at some point sometimes too. There has been this, I guess for lack of a better word, a heavy energy kind of just hovering, around us. And it's not like a heavy energy that's putting a weight on us. It's more around us than on top of us, if that makes sense at all.
Right.
Does that make sense?
Oh, yeah. Well, yeah.
Vibrationally? Like, yeah. So it's there's this heavy energy around us, and it kind of feels like nothing's happening, even though you're doing all kinds of stuff. So, like, the day-to-day I found has been very, very busy. But at the same time, it seems as though you're running in circles and nothing's really getting done in the big picture.
Right.
But all these little details of the daily picture is getting done, but not enough to say, okay, I've accomplished something, to have that sense of satisfaction. So there's this heaviness around us.
Right. Yeah, and maybe that's it. I mean, I know that a lot of people have been talking about it, and it's just been very busy, and I have more energy right now, but it's just been so busy that I haven't been really used to, you know, being busy every moment of the day.
Yes.
In a long time. So,
yeah. It's almost like we had too long of a holiday break. So now that we're back at it,
you know, but I had the holiday break and I still felt busy then.
Yeah, no, I hear you.
So we just had, did we just have a new moon last week?
New moons. That's a good question.
I think we did. And then, I mean, I don't think our full moon probably isn't for a little bit.
The lunar phases. Yes, we had a new moon on January the 11th in the sign of Capricorn, which is really about focusing on building and what you want to create. And then on January 26th, we have the full moon in the sign of Leo.
Right.
And if the full moon's in Leo, that means the sun is already in Aquarius.
It is, definitely.
Yes. That happens. When does that happen? It happens on...
sun enters on the 19th.
The 19th.
Yeah. And the sun day before, and something else.
Mercury. Mercury enters into the sign of Aquarius as well on the 19th.
Huh. Yeah.
And the sun is conjunct Mercury at the end degrees of Capricorn, at 28 degrees of Capricorn, on the 18th. And when the sun's conjunct Mercury, there's an alignment that takes place between the mind and your sense of spirit. So I kind of like that vibration. And I think what we're going to be seeing, if it's towards the end of Capricorn, is an alignment in regards to what it is we need to be building or moving towards on a practical level. So within our career or whatever it is we're trying to build out in the world.
Right. Well, we have our first caller. You want to?
Yes.
We're ready for that. So it's Michelle from Florida wanting to know about love in 2013. I'll start it if you get her. You got her date.
Yep.
Okay. Hi, Michelle.
Hey, how are you?
Good. So looking for love, are you?
Yeah. I've been pretty much single for a while, and I'm like, okay, I'm starting to get lonely.
Okay. The first thing that it shows me is that there's just a lot of, I guess it's kind of playing on you because you're feeling like you need to, I don't know, it's got a little bit of messiness around it. So I'm not sure what it is that you've gone through in the past, but that seems to be coming up right now as part of the reason it hasn't completely opened up. What I do see in the future, though, is that things are definitely opening up. So I'm going to say a yes for you. There's going to be opportunities. It's just this kind of conflict that you're going through right now in trying to, I don't know if it's trying to get yourself ready, or maybe the loneliness has been too much, or maybe just some of the past issues that you've been trying to deal with haven't fully been let go of. So maybe there's some people that you know, you're still sort of been holding on to, or still see them as the relationship you would like, or there's something around that needs to sort of be cleared up first. So that once that messiness opens up and you're feeling, you know, that nice loving energy instead of the fear around feeling lonely and the anger and the conflict around, you know, trying to bring someone into your life. So it's like you don't know even how to go about it anymore because nothing's worked in the last little while. So, yeah, I would say, you know, find your way, whether it's, you know, trying to do some online dating or whether it's, you know, joining some clubs of hobbies that you're really interested in so that you can connect with people that are of like mind. Find something so that it's, you know, not the same as what you've been doing, because there seems to be conflict around that, and just, you know, get yourself out there. And I think, you know, also shift from the place of loneliness and fear into more of a place of feeling your heart open and expansive.
Okay.
Nancy, are you ready? I know we have to go to break shortly, but
I'm ready. So there's this energy around for you. You're continuously learning through the dynamic of relationship, and that speaks very heavy towards you because, number one, you have Sun in Libra, but you also have Mercury in Libra retrograde in your natal chart. So there's this constant learning in relationship. Not only about yourself, but about how you interact with others. And that in turn allows you to understand yourself. So the relationship component of this is, in relationships in this lifetime, you're learning to let go. So it's kind of like let go of any tight attachment around healing, around relationships, and then open up to healing. And I think that's the whole heart healing that Lori was talking about. So there's this energy of, once you can emotionally let go of the dynamic that you're seeking and you truly open up, you have fun, you let your heart heal, then you're allowing the process to manifest the way that it needs to. So let go, heal, and open up.
Well, I need good news. I've kind of been bummed out.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It also sounds like you're a little sick. So just, you know, take good care of yourself. Focus on, you know, loving yourself and just being more open instead of allowing the fear to sort of create the disappointment and pain that you felt around and loneliness. Okay?
Okay. Thank you so much.
You're welcome. All right.
Bye-bye.
So we're going to go to our first break. You are listening to Intuitive Soul with Nancy Arruda from UniversalSky.com, Lori Houston from IntuitiveSoul.com. And if you have some questions, and I know you do, I know that a lot of people want some New Year's messages, so give us a call now, 248-545-SOUL. That's 248-545-7685. And or you can send an instant feedback right on the homepage of, now it's sky.cbslocal.com, or all the other links that we've had before will still go to the new site. Just be really clear if you do an instant feedback. Be clear about what area it is that you're wanting a New Year's message, and also add in your date of birth. All right, you're listening on Sky Radio, powered by CBS.
Enlighten, empower, enrich. This is CBS Radio's The New Sky. New Horizons.
no boundaries.
Imagine.
Look up to the sky.
This is Intuitive Soul with Lori Houston.
248-545-SOUL.
Myself, a threadbare gypsy soul.
CBS Radio's The New Sky.
NewSkyRadio.com.
Hey, welcome back. This is Intuitive Soul. Today we have Nancy Arruda here, who is our in-house astrologer, and we've been talking about, you know, what's up in the universal sky today. Nancy's website is universalsky.com. She has a lot of information on there that you can peruse at your leisure to understand all the different things that are happening. It's also a really great opportunity right now to set up a New Year's reading from Nancy with your doing an astrological update. If you've ever had one or you just want to find out what's going on, what's going to happen this year, this would be a great opportunity to start that. Nancy does give a discount for all Sky listeners, so let her know that you have been listening through our show, and it'll only be $125, which is a great deal considering all the work that has to be done prior to the hour session that you have. All right, so looks like we're back to people waiting for the last minute to do their calls. So if you have a question, please don't wait to the last minute, because then we won't be able to get everybody. Call in now, 248-545-SOUL. That's 248-545-7685, or send an instant feedback. And on the instant feedback, just be clear. If you want a New Year's reading, that's fine. Just give us an area that you would like the New Year's reading in, and also add in your date of birth, because we have Nancy here today. Okay, Nance, so yes. Is there anything that we
I mean, you're not going to be back before the full moon. Is there anything this full moon?
Okay, let me pull up the full moon chart. Well, full moons are always an opportunity to see what you can't normally see. So they allow for this illumination to transpire within the self. And this particular full moon that's coming up on, what's the date here? January 26th, transpires in the sign of Leo. It's interacting with Mercury. So the sun and Mercury are kind of both opposing the moon. Obviously, the sun opposite moon is the full moon itself. But it's also opposite Mercury, which means we're given this opportunity not only to align with our heart, but also our mind. So truly open up our mind and have the ability to see how your thought process is mirrored into your reality and how your thoughts and your emotions are kind of merged together that create your reality. It's interacting with Jupiter as well. So there is the potential to, you know, really feel that expansiveness within yourself and then recognize any limitations that are coming at you as something that you need to work through as it squares Saturn.
Right.
It's also trine Uranus. So again, there's that, you know, expect the unexpected, but this is kind of like a good feeling.
Mm.
I think that, you know, what the full moon is asking us to do is really look into our heart and identify with how our ego may be stopping our growth.
Because it's Leo,
yeah. But it's also the potential to create, because Leo is also a very creative energy. So there's that potential to really, truly create from the heart if you know how to suppress the ego.
Right.
Which means don't allow your ego to create it, because if you do, then you're going to be in a situation that you're not necessarily going to like. But if you're doing it from a place of true authenticity and pure creativity, then there's the potential to create something or to see your creations in full light.
Right.
Which is a good feeling.
Mm-hmm.
Hmm. Its corresponding new moon is on February the 10th. I will probably be back by then.
You will definitely be back by
yes.
then.
Yes. Yes, I will be. I just don't know the dates. I don't have them in front of me, right?
Okay.
And that new moon is actually in the sign of Aquarius. It's at 21 degrees of Aquarius, 43 minutes. At the same time, we also have Venus in Aquarius. So just by looking at that energy kind of tells me that it's a feel-good kind of new moon.
Well, now we got all our callers coming in.
Good.
So we will start. Yeah, you'll be back on the 6th of February. So,
okay, good.
Yes, good. Okay, so we have Carmen from Florida. Hi, Carmen.
Hi, how are you?
Good. So
thank you for taking my call.
You're welcome. Looks like you're wanting career information. And whether you should stay or whether you should move into something different?
Yeah, I just need more clarity. I feel like sometimes I know what I want, and then I guess the fear sets in, and then you're kind of like second-guessing and questioning, and I hate that about myself. I do that a lot.
I'm sure everybody can relate to that.
Yes. Okay, let's see what I got. Okay, nice. Okay, well... looks like there's opportunity for something new to come into your life if that's what you're wanting. I see if that is what you're wanting, that it'll come in around the spring. But really start thinking about, you know, what it is that you would like to do. Is part of your motivation because you want to make more money?
Oh, well, that's always a motivation, right? I love the metaphysical area so much, and I want to continue to study it more, and I'd like to kind of just do more of that. But
okay.
I want to do a job where I don't feel like I'm not being congruent, I guess.
Right. Okay, so I see that that's an area that would be very positive for you. I'm just going to say the same as I say to a lot of people that are trying to start something like that now. Just, you know, don't quit your day job quite yet. Let everything sort of unfold and, you know, do it part-time for a while. Maybe, you know, just don't go crazy, because it is hard to become self-employed. So, but I do see, you know, a lot of money around you, and I do see you making things that you want to do. Just, I would just, again, just don't be too quick to give it all up and think that the universe will, you know, be there for you. And it will be there for you. It's just that there's always lessons that we have to learn. And I see some of them coming up for you. So just, you know, enjoy it. Get all the training and stuff that you feel you need prior to going into it. And then just start doing stuff, you know, in the evenings and weekends and build it nicely. So create a foundation.
I'm not ready for it yet. I know it's going to be for later on. My concern now is I just want to do something during the day, whatever it is, that I'm going to feel okay with. Not, you know how you sometimes may hate what you're doing and you're doing it because you're getting paid? I just don't want to do that. I just want to do something that it's okay so that I can actually use my energy for something better.
I see. Okay. And again, so something I see will come up in the spring. So just start thinking about what that might look like. So it's not too much energy, like you said. So get really clear about what it is that you want. And obviously there's something around money with that. So again, just be really clear of what it should be so that you can do all the training and stuff that you want to do before you move into the self-employment. But that's what I'm picking up, Nancy.
Yeah.
Very good. Thank you so much.
You're welcome.
Okay. So as I look at your planets, the one thing that kind of strikes me is where you're at, and you're experiencing Pluto square Pluto. And what happens with that particular vibration is that's the desire for change. So on an internal level, you're like, something's got to give, something's got to move, something's got to change. And you don't know specifically what it is yet. You can just feel that inner turmoil of saying, okay, enough with where I'm at. Let's bring on that newness. You can't speed up this process. So you still got about another year to year and a half of feeling that sense of transformation within. So there's no speeding up the process, but what there is just that having faith that you're in the right space at the right time. Okay. So I'm going to go with Lori and say, continue learning, continue diving into any metaphysical pursuits or self-help that is inspiring for you, because that's part of your evolutionary journey, just doing that self-discovery component. If you choose to take that as part of your career, that's a choice you make later. It's not so much about now. In terms of work right now, it's figure out what would you love to be doing right now? What key qualities do you want to bring to your work environment? And then find a work placement that matches those key qualities where you get to be that aspect of yourself that you enjoy being. Okay.
Thank you. Yeah. So I just don't want to sacrifice. You know how sometimes you have to settle, and I'm not a person to settle for things. I'm pretty much like, no, this is what I want. I mean, I usually get what I want. So, you know, I don't want to start settling now. You know what I mean?
No, I hear you. So like find what's right in the moment. And then as you change and continue to evolve, you know, you may choose, okay, I don't want to do this position anymore. Now I need to look for something that's more for the real me at that point in time. And change it up again, right? So there's the potential to change your position several times over the course of the next 2 years. And it's truly about aligning with what feels right in the moment, right? And I'm not going to say that a situation's going to come in where you're going to be like, I quit. Like, don't look at it that way. Just look at it as, I think I'm finished in this area. I need to move on. And then look for something that fits.
Okay, that's really good advice. So it's not like, okay, I quit, I'm done. It's, okay, what else can I do? Something, you know, okay, I got it.
How can I expand even more? How can I, you know, it's like the been there, done that. So if you go into a position that you think you want to do now because it just feels right, and you get there, and after being there for 6 months, there's like this, okay, now I'm bored, right? That's when you're like, okay, so what does the new me after being here for 6 months want to do now? And then look again for that transition, because there's the potential to transit over or to make that sense of transformation a few times over the next year and a half to 2 years.
All right. That's awesome. Wonderful.
All right. You're welcome.
Thank you.
Enjoy.
Thank you.
All right. We're going to go to our next break. You're listening to Intuitive Soul with Nancy Arruda from UniversalSky.com, Lori Houston from IntuitiveSoul.com on Sky Radio, powered by CBS.
New Sky Radio. NewSkyRadio.com and Psychic Radio, PsychicOnAir.com. Powered by CBS Radio, AOL, and Yahoo is unlike any talk radio station. With a mission to improve the world, one listener at a time. This is where you can be the star of your own show. Our listeners are truly unique, truly interactive, and passionate about their world. The Sky and Psychic Radio listeners genuinely care about the environment, social justice, their personal health, and raising people up to live their best life every day. Our motto is New Horizons, No Boundaries. New Age views, life coaching, psychic analysis, alternative medicine, and cutting-edge mind, body, and spirit shows can all be found on The Sky and Psychic Radio. Perhaps you have what it takes to join our broadcast family. An open mind, a great idea, and a passion for enriching lives. Check out all the exciting details by clicking the microphone on our homepage at newskyradio.com or give Lisa Rodman a call at 248-546-9600 to learn just how affordable it can be to host a show.
Sometimes when this place gets kind of empty, sound of their breath fades with the light. I think about the loveless fascination under the Milky Way tonight. Lower the curtain down in this. Lower the curtain down, alright. I got no time for private consultation under the Milky Way tonight. Wish I knew what you were looking for. Might have known what you would find. And it's something quite peculiar. Something shimmering and white. It leads you here despite your destination under the Milky Way tonight. Wish I knew what you were looking for. Might I know what you were finding. Wish I knew.
Radio is now CBS Radio's The Sky.
Back to Intuitive Soul with Lori Houston.
248-545-SOUL.
248-545-7685. NewSkyRadio.com.
Welcome back. This is Intuitive Soul. We have Nancy Arruda here today, who's our in-house astrologer. Nancy can be found on the web at universalsky.com. After my message of asking everybody to get their instant feedbacks and calls in, we're now full. So the only way to jump the queue of instant feedback would be to call us at 248-545-SOUL. That's 248-545-7685. Other than that, we have too many people now, and we have several instant feedbacks. Okay, so let's bring Kevin on from Pennsylvania. Hi, Kevin.
Hello.
How are you?
Fine, yourself. Thanks for having me, taking my call.
You're welcome. So, with all the changes going on, what changes are going on with you? Like, what are you wanting to shift in?
Well, I feel myself shifting into a higher level of intelligence in terms of understanding the universe and how it plays a very important part in my life. There's been quite an awakening that has occurred within my level of intelligence, the wisdom, the revelations, and my life has been in a standstill for the past 10 years. I've been going through many ups and downs. I'm currently unemployed, financially in ruins, but I'm happy. I'm at peace, and I want to fully embrace this change that is occurring, but I just want to make sure that I'm not sitting in a position where I want to know, am I doing all that I need to do in order to fully manifest this change that is now taking place within my life?
Okay. Okay. So the first thing that comes up is kind of, I guess, around the conflict of having, you know, so much drastic change happen in your life. Definitely the rest of it, you know, shows that flow and nice flow. But the disappointment around some of the stuff. So I would look at, you know, the areas that stopped working and, you know, really come to it sounds like you're in a place of acceptance, but it's still coming up. So there's still some issues around, this is what I would say. I think maybe your mind has come to terms with it, but your heart hasn't, or your ego still kind of plays over some of the incidents and it still sort of holds you in a certain pattern. And that's the only thing that I see holding you back at this point, because it feels like some great new opportunities are going to be coming forth. There's, you know, an opportunity for a partnership. There's, you know, a lot of choices that you're going to be making over the next little while. And the choices, again, like, don't come from a place of fear. Really allow these choices to come from, you know, a heart space. And it sounds like you're in the place you need to be, but there's still just this disappointment, and there's just this energy at the beginning that you're not quite fully in alignment with. So I would find your way to, you know, to fully accept everything that's happened. Find gratitude within it. Find the gifts that has offered to you, and, you know, allow things to flow forward. And I think you are, because the rest of it shows, you know, great opportunities coming your way, new things, money, and some, you know, nice choices around partnership and possibly even a romance. But it's just this energy of just disappointment around some of the stuff that's happened. So you're almost there, and just keep going because you're doing it. So, Nancy?
Yeah, I get very similar energies. It's so you've done like this huge house cleaning, clearing your psychological garbage can, just really purging and evolving who you are on an individual level. And I can totally resonate with that sense of personal power and peace that you feel within right now. And you're going to be allowed to stay at that place of personal power and peace until you're ready to make the next step in your evolution. And I think that's when the relationship comes in.
Mm.
And you're kind of like the relationship, and not just the relationship, but also this potential for employment. So any job that may come in, and you're going to be put back into that place of, you know, now you have to focus and work on the relationship as well as focus and work on your job, and then see how you can sustain that sense of personal power within without the power taking over you, and maintaining that sense of peace while interacting with others. And then that brings you to this point of choice in which you're going to have to make a decision on which direction you want to move in. And when you're at that point of choice trying to make that decision, that's where the indecision kicks in, and you need to tap into what you have learned up to this point in order to make that choice once again. Does that make sense at all?
Absolutely, absolutely. I agree 100% with both readings that I received, because when it was said that there's a lot that I haven't let go, there are a few things. And I lost my grandmother, who was very close to me, and there's a suspicion that she, the diagnosis that they gave her was incorrect, and I felt bad because in my intuitive mind, I knew that there was more that should have been done, but I allowed other family members to take over, and she didn't get the proper care that she needed, and she passed, and that's one of the roadblocks that I know and believe that I need to overcome.
Yeah, and I think with that, just know that, because what I'm getting is she passed when she needed to pass.
Yep.
So no matter what transpired, no matter, you know, who made what decision, whether it was right or wrong, it's completely irrelevant because she left when she was meant to leave.
Wow.
And that's what you need to heal within yourself, just that accepting the fact that there's some things we're not in control of. And with all your Scorpio energy, I know you like to have control.
Yes, I do.
Yeah, so there's just, you know, there's this let go. There's some things you're not in control of. And so just let it go and have faith that she's in the right space, because I get that she is.
Yeah.
Yeah, and then right after she died, I was in a car accident, and I was hit by a drunk driver, and I have a disability as a result of that. And there's the tension of the lawsuit where it's working against me, and the stress of that, I believe that that will cause a block as well. So that was my primary concern about what's going to occur with the outcome of this lawsuit to work in my favor. I was hit by a drunk driver.
Yeah, and that, you know, bites, but the message of typically when we're hit by somebody is, where do you need to wake up?
Exactly.
And I think you've had your wake-up call. So the question is, do you want to continue learning that wake-up call through hardships by trying to get something that you're going to have to put a lot of time and energy into to get just a little tiny piece back? Or do you let it go and allow the courts to do whatever the courts need to do without engaging your emotional self in that fight? Because the moment you put your emotional self into that fight, that is the moment you're holding on to the pain in your physical body. So if you can't detach emotionally and say, you know what, it's out of my hands, I'm going to let the lawyers do what they need to do, I'm going to let the court do what they need to do, bring me the resolution that works for everybody's benefit, so mine, the other people that were involved, everybody wins, right? So bring me the best resolution, and I'm focus on healing the physical self, your neurological
system. Why, I guess that's why I've had several people hit me over the course of my life, so I guess I wasn't learning the lesson in each incident that occurred, so you just hit me on the head.
Yeah.
Wow.
When you don't learn, the universe continues to hit you.
Oh.
To say, wake up, wake up. And I think the key is let go. Let go from any emotional attachment to what you believe you're entitled to. Because energetically, number one, we're not in control of anything that happens to us in this lifetime. The only thing we're in control of is our emotional response. Okay. We get to choose what directions we want to move in, but, you know, sometimes it feels like we're not at choice with that either. Okay? And pretty much that's the only thing we're in control of. We're not in control of anything else outside of ourselves. So anything that hits us, we're not in control of. There's another universal force that's directing that for some reason. And the reason in there is a learning. And I think for you, as I look at your astrological energy, it's really around learning how to evolve, learning how to let go of, you know, how humanity defines right and wrong and personal entitlement, and really learning
how
to
go to break camps.
Okay, sorry. And learning how to detach.
Yeah.
Well, thank you.
Thank you.
You're welcome. All right, we're going to go to our last break. You've been listening to Intuitive Soul with Nancy Arruda from Universal Sky, Lori Houston from Intuitive Soul on Sky Radio, powered by CBS.
Discover your spirit. Listen to Spirit Guide Radio, where leading spiritual experts serve as guides to nourish your soul. Every weeknight from 7 to 11 p.m. Eastern, Heidi Hollis, The Outlander, The Zodiac Girls with Solaris, Laura and Kira, Ask Dr. Doug with Dr. Doug Lear, PSI 911 with Katie, Rhonda, and Christy, Life by Number with Celeste, and Your Reiki Journey with Heidi Harrison. Spiritually Speaking Radio for the soul. CBS Radio's The Sky. Believe.
Step one, you say we need to talk. He walks. You say sit down, it's just a talk. He smiles politely back at you. You stare politely right on through some sort of window to your right. As he goes left and you stay right. Between the lines, fear and blame. You begin to wonder why you came. Where did I go wrong? I lost a friend somewhere along in the bitterness. And I put out straight up with you all night. And I don't know how to stay alive. Let him know that you know best. Cause after all, you do know best. Try to slip past his defense without planting incense. Lay down a list of what is wrong. Things you told him all along. Pray to God he hears you. And pray to God he hears you.
The life you've imagined.
Look up to the sky.
This is Intuitive Soul with Lori Houston.
248-545-SOUL.
Myself, a threadbare gypsy soul.
CBS Radio's The New Sky.
Believe. NewSkyRadio.com.
Hey, welcome back. This is Intuitive Soul. Today we have Nancy Arruda here. Nancy is with us every first and third Wednesday of the month, and this is the third. She'll be back with us February 6th. If we don't answer your instant feedbacks, because we have too many now, you can contact us again, and you can contact on February 6th. All right, Nancy can be found on the web at universalsky.com. So our next instant feedback is from Michelle, who has been on and off again with a guy she met back in October. He was overseas. He's back in town, but he seems to be drawn to somebody else in her group of friends. I'm going to say, and I know Nancy has something, but I'm going to say, this is a big wake-up call for you. This has been part of a pattern that you've kind of gone through, giving away too much of your power. Let him go. Move on. You don't need that kind of, you don't need him to, you know, that's disrespectful in so many ways, especially if it's one of your friends. Just let go, but do it in a way that brings you into space of acceptance and look at the patterns that have sort of recreated in your life so that you don't bring back the same type of people that are unavailable and not honoring you as a person. So just really be conscious of what these patterns are and how you feel about them, because there'll be an emotional charge with it that's probably around abandonment or not feeling worthy. Think about what it is that it triggers within you and just do some work around releasing that and letting it go so that you don't recreate more patterns in this area. Nancy?
Yeah, I'm getting a similar vibration in that there's a very strong emotional attachment to this relationship based on some underlying emotion that you may have felt there was a sense of incompletion. So there's that desire to go back into the relationship to try and complete whatever it is feels uncompleted. But I'm going to agree in the sense that, you know, you need to step into your own power in terms of stop giving your power away to other individuals, honor yourself, honor, you know, the learning in this dynamic, and then let go and move on. Mm. Because there's that let go energy. The dynamic of this relationship just brings on too much heaviness. So let it go and move on.
All right. So probably the last one we'll be able to do is Denise. Denise was wondering if we have any insights on her career, that she has been in school studying very hard and would like to see some stability this year. It's too bad, Denise, you didn't let us know what it was that you were studying in school. We both seem to think it's something around the health area, but we're not completely positive in that, but there's something around that seems to be coming up. I'm going to say there's going to be a very strong work partnership that's going to come for you this year, and that's going to be very important in how you feel about your career and also to offer you stability. So if somebody comes around that sort of takes you under their wing, allow that to happen. I get that it probably is somebody a little bit more older than you, although I'm not completely clear about that, but there will be some transformation that will be occurring this year. So I don't know what your past has been like. And obviously, if you're wanting to see stability, there was something about too much change in your life. I do still see some transformation and change coming. There's something about, you know, all of this being a real wake-up call for you. So you're going to be juggling a little bit. But I mean, I think that things will work out once you sort of find, you know, somebody that will sort of take you under their wing and sort of give you a lot of guidance and assistance. It's not necessarily, you know, a partnership in that it's just somebody who's there for you. And that's really necessary for whatever it is. It's like, I think because you've moved into something completely new because of your school. So just, you know, take that, allow it to feed you. And Nancy.
Okay. Yes, you're of transformation. So you're coming out of your transformation cycle. So there's this cycle that's transpiring that you're moving out of in terms of transformation. It's in your career, in your schooling. So like, you know, you're continuing with the schooling. When the schooling's done, you're going to be looking for a place of employment. I too get that sense of partnership, but I'm also, it's about learning how to be self-authoritative as well, learning how to be a leader in your own field. So whoever this person is, it's more like a mentor vibration where you're going to be looking up to this individual and they're going to be teaching you things that, you know, you don't necessarily learn in school, right? So it is a type of mentor, and trust your own inner guidance and your own direction so that the direction that you're being pulled in terms of your career choices once you've completed school. I get a strong connection to the health industry. So, and or somewhere where you're using huge analytical abilities. So analyzing stuff, and it could be a combination of both as well. So, and I don't know if that's the area that you're in or pursuing, but, you know, trust your own judgment as well as observe people who are in a place of leadership so that you can aspire to be like them.
Right. Nice. Okay. Liz, I didn't think we were going to have time, and we don't really have time to give you a full reading. I'm going to say we all deserve to have true unconditional love. And you said, I respect myself, therefore I expect respect back. I'm going to say that that is one of the issues around attracting somebody. It's don't always know what it is that you want, but don't limit yourself. And there's an aspect of the way you wrote that, that you expect respect back, that there's a piece of you that you need to understand where this respect issue has come from. Mm-hmm. So it's a bit of a block for you. And once you sort of understand where that's come from and move through that, that will help you, but it will recreate patterns until you understand what that means. So look at where that came from in your childhood and find a way to let that go. We have to go. We are finished. You've been listening to Intuitive Soul. Nancy can be found on the web at universalsky.com. Myself, I'm at intuitivesoul.com. We've been on Sky Radio, powered by CBS.